Welcome to the Vashon Island Sports Machine, VOV show about island sports and human competition. Today is Tuesday, April 27th, 2021, and I'm your host, Doug Langworthy. Well, folks, if you were just listening to the baseball game where our Pirate boys came out on the short end of that stick, unfortunately, we're in for a bit of a sports diamond sports doubleheader, as we are going straight from baseball to the sports machine tonight, where my guests are members and the head coach of the VHS Pirates girls fast pitch softball team. I was able to interview Tamsin and Lola and Coach Robert Thursday of last week. And the reason why they're not live tonight is they've been quite busy the last few days with three games since Thursday and bagging all three wins, including earlier today. They paid a visit to Cascade Christian and won that game in a big way, 12-1. So enough of me talking. You are listening, so you can hear from these ladies and their coach. So the Vashon Island Sports Machine starts now.
Okay, as promised, we are here with members of the VHS Pirates fast pitch softball team who, as we speak tonight on Thursday night, are just coming off a big, huge 10-0 victory, and we'll get to that in a moment. But Coach Robert Henry and players Tamsin Henry and Lola Kuiper, how are you guys doing tonight? Thank you so much for joining.
Hey, thanks for having us. I'm doing really well.
Yeah, so fresh off that win, so it was 10-0, as I said, over Cascade Christian. Talk about that. It seems like, you know, both on the offensive side and the defensive side, things were happening yesterday. So walk me through the game a bit.
Well, we started off, you know, home field advantage, first of all. And we had a really great first inning. We had a fabulous catch. That was the first inning, right?
Yeah.
Fabulous catch by our center fielder, Brooklyn Stumpf. Pop fly right center field, snagged it. And I think that kind of set the tone for the rest of the game that we were just going to absolutely dominate them. So, yeah, it was a really fun game. And I think everyone was just super on it. I don't know, Lola, do you want to add anything?
I also feel like we went to the game very confident because they lost to a team that we beat. And so we kind of had the dynamic that, like, we beat a team that, like, they lost. Like, we kind of had the dynamic of, like, we can win going into this, which I feel like boosted everybody's confidence.
That's awesome. That dynamic definitely can help, just having that confidence. So let's introduce you, and then we can kind of come back to that game and the season as it's gone so far. Coach, let's start with you. How long have you been coaching, and tell us a bit about your background.
Yeah, my name is Coach Robert Henry, and
Red Pirate Robert.
Jet
for
Pirate
sure.
Robert, yes. Let's see. I started coaching about.
I was like eight.
You were like eight, yeah. So like 10 years.
By the way. By the way, if anyone caught that, Tamsin Henry, Coach Robert Henry, there may be a resemblance in the names, which is why since eight. Sorry, Coach, go ahead.
That's okay. So yeah, I started coaching about 10 years ago, and started with U8 and made it up through the ranks up to high school, where I helped Cheryl Pruitt and Heather Jurs as an assistant coach for 2 years. And in the summers, I was, you know, while coaching high school, I was also coaching a travel ball team off island in the summers. And then this last year, you know, the year that COVID hit, I was made head coach. COVID hit. We had about a week's worth of practice.
Yeah, I remember that.
I'm sure everybody does. And then we had to stop and back again this year.
Awesome. We were actually trying to get you on the show last year. Our last show before COVID, like full stopped everything, was the baseball team. They were awesome. And then I think I was working with you, Coach, to try to get you on last year. So thanks for joining. Tamson, what's your story? How long have you been playing? What positions, I assume, do you play? And what is it about softball that you love?
Well, I started playing t-ball when I was, I don't know, what are you, like 5 or 6, playing t-ball. And then started playing fast pitch when I was like 8. And ever since I started, I started pitching, like right off the bat. We had a Jessica Kamau.
I've heard you're a bit of an ace on the mound, Tamsin.
You'll have to come save it.
I will.
But yeah, Jessica Kubato came out and she did a bunch of pitching clinics, and she'd do that like every year. And I just kind of really fell in love with pitching and being the center of attention and all that. And I also play third. Last couple years in high school, we had Chloe Kuiper, who's actually Lola's sister. She was our main pitcher. And then she graduated, so I kind of stepped into the sort of pitching position. And I would say what I love about softball is just like, it's like the perfect sport. I don't know. You get dirty, you get aggressive, you can be sneaky, you can be smart, you know, and playing with like your friends and people you've known your whole life. It's a really great experience. And you know, I get a lot of street cred for being a good pitcher, but I would say that I'm only 50% of it. You know, if it wasn't for Lola back there, you know, stopping all my horrible pitches and like keeping me motivated throughout the game, I would be a loose cannon. So I want to give a little shout out to Lola because she doesn't get a lot of appreciation for her position, but she does a great job.
Catchers. Well, you know, as a goalie, right, Tamsin, the credit doesn't go to the back person. So that's a great segue, Lola. I assume that means you play catcher. Tell us a bit about yourself, how long you've been playing, and what is it that keeps you coming back?
I've been playing since I was – actually, I started younger. I started when I was about 3 because my mom and one of her best friends coached my sister's t-ball team. And so my sister was like 6, and so I just like jumped in and like started playing when I was younger. And position-wise – I've been dragged into, but like I like it now, like catching. My sister, like for my whole life, she's been the pitcher, like she's like been pitching, and then like, she practices at home, like I would have to practice catching for her, so like she'd have somebody throw the ball back to her. But like I started to like grow to like love it, and like it's a fun position because it's kind of just like a lot rides on you, but like not in the way that it does for a pitcher. Like a lot rides on you in the fact that like if you miss the ball, like people are gonna steal, like you gotta get it back to the pitcher, like steal bases and score points, but it's like less attention is on you.
Right. But also as a catcher, and by the way, I was all-star 5th grade catcher, so I know a thing or two. Thing about catcher, like you're in charge of the field. Nothing starts until you're ready and like you've got a lot of responsibility to make sure folks are in their spots and to make sure that your pitcher really only needs to focus on one thing. How do you take on that leadership role, Lola?
Well, Tamsin is one of my best friends. Like I've known Tamsin for a really long time. And so like me and her have like a good like pitcher catcher like dynamic. And like Robert's noticed that. Like we have like a good pitcher catcher dynamic because we are so close. And so like behind the plate, like some people tell me I'm kind of a loud person. So like role of like leadership and like helping people like get to where they need to be is like, I get, it's not like easy, but it's like kind of like a natural thing.
Okay, great. Tamsin, what are your thoughts on what Lola just said and having her back there as a leader for the team?
I really like having Lola back there. She's kind of I would say she's kind of my enforcer. You know, I try and be like a little bit like nicer to the girls. And like, you know, and Lola kind of takes in that position, which I don't really like to do, which is like at them when they need to be yelled at. And like, you know, and like I said, she's always just got my back. And so that's, yeah, I think we really complement each other's strengths. And
a little good cop, bad cop action.
Another, what was that?
A little good cop, bad cop going on there.
Yeah, exactly. No, exactly. We kind of alternate depending on who's grumpy that day. It kind of alternates who's yelling more. But I think we do a good job. You have to ask the girls for their perspective. But I don't know. From my perspective, I think Lola does a really good job of telling everyone what to do and making sure they're ready every pitch.
Awesome.
Tamsin has also had like the experience as like soccer captain and all that stuff. And like last year for softball, we didn't really have a season, but in our 1 week of practice, Tamsin has a really big leadership role, and she always has. And so like as a captain, like I've played sports my whole life, and she's one of like the best captains that I've had, like just like even like by herself, because like she knows how to yell at people, but she'll also be like, hey, like you got this, like keep it up.
Awesome. Awesome stuff. This is some great pitcher catcher stuff. Coach, are you liking what you're hearing?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, when I am teaching catchers, I tell them their number one job is to take care of the pitcher. You know, it's make the pitcher feel good. And Lola does a really good job of that. You know, the other job of the catcher is to be the drill sergeant, you know, and keep people in line and tell them where they need to be throwing the ball and where they need to be positioned and all of that. And Lola does a good job of that as well. So I think they have awesome. A great rapport, and I couldn't ask for a better battery for our team right now. So, yeah.
That's great. So you guys are 2-1 so far in the season. And once again, we're airing this on Tuesday night, the, I don't even know, 27th, I believe. We're recording on Thursday night, the 22nd. So there are a couple games in between now and when this will air. But 2-1 so far, including that 10-0 pretty dominant win last night. Coach, what are your thoughts on the season so far?
We've done really well. You know, I you know, the Ws and the Ls are, you know, I keep track of that stuff, but more than anything, I keep track of each individual player and how they're developing as a player. And I'm seeing that growth, you know, of each player on the team. I mean, everybody is stepping up, and it's really satisfying and rewarding to see that. You know, as far as our season goes, we have a game against Bellevue Christian tomorrow on their home turf, which, you know, in my experience coaching, being involved in the high school program, we haven't won a game there yet. And, you know,
you do have a 10-7 victory over them here at home though, right? So you have that going for you.
We did. Yes. Yes. So it would be very sweet to beat them on their home turf. So, yeah, I mean, right now there's only three teams in our league. It's us, Bellevue Christian, and Cascade Christian. So right now we're at the top. But, you know, when you're at the top, people are always looking to take you down. So, you know, it's, we've got to keep up what we're doing and growing and developing and, you know, yeah, I'm looking forward to continuing what we're doing.
Great. So Tamsin, I believe you're a senior and Lola a junior, right?
Yes.
Yep. And what's the makeup of the rest of the team? How are we looking for this year and years to come?
I think we've got like three juniors,
three juniors,
and then like
no sophomores,
and the rest are freshmen.
Well, we have four.
Okay. Say that again, Lola.
We have four seniors also. So it's Tamsin, Rachel, Pippa, and Leela for our seniors.
Okay, great. And so a substantial graduating class happening, but sounds like Lola, you're going to have a chance to kind of lead the next generation, a bunch of freshmen next year who will eventually be sophomores, obviously, if all goes well.
Yeah.
Are you ready for that?
I mean, yeah, but it's like, it's nice to have this year, like with like Tamsin and like getting to know them before it's kind of like it's like a real season. This, I feel like this is like a baby, like it's an important season, yeah, but it's so short to where it's kind of like, it's like nice to be able to get to know them.
Sure. And Coach, I'm curious, you know, with COVID, nobody's played for, you know, 2 years really. How have you gone about preparing for, well, I mean, you mentioned it, only three teams in the league this year, which is totally bonkers. I see we have like Granite Christian and Sultan on the schedule, which is even more bonkers. How do you prepare for a year like this? Not really knowing what other teams are going to look like or anything like that.
Yeah, that's a really good question, Doug.
Well, we did all the conditioning. We hit the weight room a lot.
Okay.
We did some weight room, we did some fielding, and we do hitting, you know, it was a Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We did that as for as long as we could, basically, in the off season. And that was really helpful. That was good. You know, as far as preparing, you know, not knowing the other teams and what they're bringing to the game, it's tough. It's really tough, but at the same time, it's like, okay, well, in some ways it's been a little helpful to like, for us to just, okay, we're just going to focus inward and focus on what we can do, you know, to in bringing what we want to the game. So, yeah.
Sure. And so kind of along those lines, what are you guys expecting from the rest of your season?
Well, we played Cascade and Bellevue, and we beat them both. And I'm hoping for two more duds there. But we've also got a pretty hard game against Granite Falls coming up. Our
Mighty Tigers.
Yeah, the game that we lost earlier in the season was against Cedar Park Christian, and they beat us pretty badly. It was also a first game of the season, so it was kind of, we didn't really know what we were doing, you know. We hadn't really had any time to, like, develop as a team and, like, sort of build our structure. But anyways, they beat us. They beat us pretty bad. I kind of want to play them again.
Yeah.
Just to see.
I kind of want to, too, just to see how we've
improved.
Yeah.
But the team, another team, Granite Falls, that we're playing soon, beat Cedar Park, who beat us. Granite Falls beat Cedar Park pretty bad, so
okay.
I think that's gonna be a tough game, but it's good to have some tough games in there.
Sure.
But yeah, I don't know if Lola wants to add anything to that.
I also want to play Cedar Park Christian again, just because I feel like as a first game and as like a mid to end of season game, it would be like nice to see like how we've improved. And I'm sure that they've improved too. Like, I think that was like one of their early games, but it was just like nice to see how we've improved as a team.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, that's a good call out and some good self-reflection. It was, you know, early in the season for them as well. But it definitely sounds like the Granite Falls game will be a good yardstick for how you guys have come along. So let's talk about like, I'm curious. I've seen various sports going on. You know, I watched a cross country team run. They started with their masks, like at the starting line, and then, you know, took them off as they started to get distance. What has it been like for you guys in terms of, you know, we were in phase two probably when you started practicing, and then going to phase three. What are the protocols, and how are you guys staying safe?
Lola, do you want to? Do you
want to
do this one?
Yeah, I got it. Well, for us, at our first game, we were in phase three. And so when you're in the dugout, like all like right next to your teammates, like your mask is supposed to be on, like be safe. But when you're out on the field, like even as a hitter, any position on the field, yep, you can take your mask down, which is a lot nicer. Great. For me as a hitter. Because with the helmet, it like kind of blocks the vision. So it's like nice to be able to.
Okay. Yeah. I actually played a little soccer a few weeks ago with a mask on. That is not fun. That is definitely not fun. Well, and so both you guys are, you know, athletes, yes, and students also. Are either of you in the cohort that has gone back into school?
Yeah, we both are.
Okay, and how have you felt about that? How is that looking? And, you know, how are you feeling about the rest of the school year?
It's good. It's good to be back in person. It's really, really weird to be in classes where you're so far away from your classmates. You know, there's probably like 4 or 5 other people in each of my classes, and you can't really like socialize at all, which I guess you're not supposed to do in school, but you know, it's like, what's the point of going if you can't really hang out with your friends?
I'm with you, man.
It's good though. It's way easier to focus in person. And I think the way they've structured it is pretty good with like the cohort A and B and like partial online stuff. It's pretty customized to like each student's personal needs and stuff. So that's pretty good. I don't know what Lola's experience has been. I think it's been pretty similar.
I like it. And I think it's nice to be able to like see your teacher face to face, because it's a lot less of like turning your camera off on the Google Meet and like gonna go do something else. But the one thing that's kind of odd about it is like it doesn't feel like normal school, because like I guess it's not, because the teacher still has to like interact with all the students online. And so like sometimes it kind of feels like you're just watching the teacher like present a Google Meet.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's really interesting perspective. I hadn't really thought about it that way. I was aware that, you know, they're the teachers who have been awesome. All big shout out to the admin and the teachers throughout the whole last year. They were definitely throwing a curveball, and I think they've done really well with it. I have heard that they, you know, are kind of doing both at the same time. And so I was curious what your perspective on that is. So we'll get back to softball here in a second, but Coach, as a parent, how do you think the school year has been going, and how Vashon has been handling it?
I think they've been handling it really well. You know, I feel good about how they've done the cohort A and cohort B. You know, and we had some incidences of, you know, kids getting exposed potentially to COVID on the commuter bus that was coming over, you know, bringing student athletes to practices on island. And I thought that they handled that really well. And they did a lot of contact tracing, you know, and they were able to identify the source, and I've just been really impressed with how they've been handling the whole situation. Yeah,
me as well. Definitely. All right, back to softball. So you guys are back on the field after 2 years. What was it like first pitch of the first game? How excited were you?
First pitch of the first game, I think it was a strike.
Yeah, it was definitely
a strike. It feels so good to be back out there, especially like with Lola and stuff. And the younger girls, like the freshmen and everyone, has really just like improved so much since day one. It's crazy, like the growth that they've had. But just being able to like play a team sport, and we've got had this beautiful weather recently. It's just been kind of euphoric to be playing again, especially taking all these dubs. Feels absolutely great. You know, like when I get a strikeout, or me and Lola get a strikeout, I'll do a little fist pump. And that might be like a little bit overdoing it, but I haven't been able to play softball in 2 years. You know what? I'm going to celebrate a little bit.
I hear you. Yeah. Get no argument for me. How about you, Lola? What's it feel like to be back out there?
I think it's nice to be back. The first game was definitely, it felt weird. And I think it probably felt weird for everybody, just because like we were like playing a game against other people, which like hadn't happened for softball in like a year at that point. But it was nice. And like, it's nice. I feel like as a team, like we're back in like the flow of softball. Like even like the new girls who have never played before, like they've improved a lot. And so like our team, like it feels like a team, like it feels like we're like in the flow of softball and not like having like a weird little season.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, that's really good stuff. One question, as for pitcher and a catcher, what do you guys prefer? Do you prefer digging in your defensive roles, or do you prefer to be at bat?
It depends. It depends where we are in the lineup. Kind of depends who we're playing. I mean, obviously.
No, I mean you at bat.
Yes, I love it when I'm at bat. I love it when Lola's at bat. Okay. But I also just really love pitching. So I'd probably say being in that defensive role.
Yeah. Sure.
So
that's what a pitcher would say. How about you, catcher Lola?
I definitely like catching more than hitting, but when it's really, really hot outside, I do have to say I like hitting.
Which it has been this past week, no doubt. No doubt. So Tamsin, I know you played past tense soccer in the fall, which we had this year in February and March, which was awesome. Lola, you in fact, you've both been on the show. Tamsin, you were on with, for soccer here a few weeks back. Lola, you were on last year as part of the volleyball team. Did you play volleyball this year again? Were you guys able to do that?
Yeah, we did have a season this year. It was the same time that soccer was.
Yep. And how was that? How did it go for you guys?
It didn't go well. We didn't actually win the game. But I do have to say it was a fun season, because that was like right when we were allowed to play sports again. And so it was really nice to see those people that I haven't seen and actually play a sport with other people.
Awesome. And Tamsin, I know you play basketball. Is it looking like basketball is going to be able to happen? Are you excited for that?
I don't think basketball is going to be able to happen. I don't check my email very often. And so, I don't know, ask Lola. That's what I do. Anyone asks me, when's practice? I'm like, I don't know, ask Lola. But yeah, I think they're going to have to push that further out because it's such a high contact sport.
Yeah, it really is. That's going to be tough to do. Yep.
Yeah. If it does happen, I am really excited. I haven't played basketball in a while, so. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's right, Lola. I do remember seeing you out there as well as a freshman now, and it might be when you're a senior before you're able to get back out there. Tamsin, just a couple last questions here, and I'll let you guys get to your evening. As a senior, what's it been like for you to kind of, you know, your last year both at VHS, but also as a Pirate athlete, all of spring last year lost, and then a good portion of this year lost. What are your thoughts on this very weird senior year for you?
You know, I'm just really grateful that I got to do anything at all for my senior year. Our last soccer game we had, it was a pretty rough game, but I cried for an hour afterwards. I wasn't really crying about the game. I was just crying because soccer and softball and all sports have been such a huge part of my life. And sure. Just being a student athlete, it's been it's meant so much to me and been such a huge part of my development as a person and a student. And just having this sort of phase of my life coming to an end is really sad. But it's also I am going to go off to college, and that's really exciting, but I'm leaving behind this whole community that has sort of been there for me while I grow and improve. So yeah, it's a really bittersweet time, but I'm just really grateful that we got to have a season at all.
Yeah, that's really good perspective. By the way, congratulations, girls soccer goalkeeper of the year here, the reigning defending Tamsin Henry. Nice job. And I look forward to hearing, what more you're able to accomplish here in the fast pitch season. So let's talk about that, Tamsin. What are your plans next year?
Plans next year, I committed to Willamette University in Salem, Oregon. And I've been talking to the softball coach there. And I've shot the soccer coach a couple emails. So I'm hoping to play some sports there. It's a Division III school. we'll see how that goes. If I can't play on the school team, I'll probably do like club or intramural. Just because sports are such a big part of my life that I definitely want to stay active and stay connected.
Yeah, and softball and soccer are both, and basketball too. I mean, those are, and volleyball for anyone who plays sports, you can play your whole life.
Yeah.
So Lola, you're going to be a senior next year. We already kind of touched on, you know, looking forward to being kind of taking that, the torch and leading the team. Are you looking forward to hopefully a full season next year?